Oh, that's Pink and Nate Roos, 95.9, Bob FM, 9:15 on a finally Friday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Mary Prohaska is here from the Emporium. How are you doing?
Doing good. Good
Things
morning,
going
everybody.
All right?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Are you liking the break in the heat?
Yes, because I'm done with summer already.
I think are a you couple, a fall person?
Yeah, fall and spring.
Okay.
You know, if it could be like 78 degrees, that'd be good.
Are you looking at the weather forecast for the next week? It's supposed to be like not good. I mean, like hot every single freaking day.
Well, that's normal for
100,
the fair.
100. Well, that's true. The fair is going to be here, and so it's got to be sweltering.
Yeah, because you want to like get dressed so you look really nice and then go to the fair and just sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get some cotton candy and eat that and sweat.
And some sticky, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the corn, the big corn.
Oh, yeah. Is that one of your favorite things there?
Yes.
If you're doing fair food, what are your go-tos?
The corn and the funnel cakes. But the corn is, it's good. But they should give you, like, floss with it.
They should. You should get some floss. Yeah, because I usually have to go get the toothpick. And then you're spending a while doing it, too.
And the toothpick doesn't quite work.
No,
yeah.
That's true. What's going on at the Emporium?
Well, we recently got a big collection of insulators in. And, like, the old telegraph telephone insulators, they use them for electric. But I didn't realize...
These are wild looking, too.
There are so many ones that they look the same, but yet they're different brands.
See, now look at this. We were thinking about what you could use this insulator for. We had various ideas, some of them we won't talk about. But I'm thinking also Halloween costume. Look at that.
That's, oh my gosh, yeah, that's true.
It could be
kind of heavy, though.
Yeah. That would make a very heavy mask. But, you know, I'm trying to...
You probably couldn't use elastic to hold that up. But, you know, if you're going for the industrial look, you could just use some baling wire.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Very true. We have some cool things. And these are the things that's what's cool about the Emporium is you can come in, take a look around, and you don't have to use things for what they were originally meant to be used for. We're talking about decor. We're talking about things at the house that you can kind of get imaginative with, right?
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Well, now, if you wanted to go run your own telegraph line, you could use them for that.
That's true.
You know, if you wanted to, but a lot of people...
That's kind of outdated, maybe a little bit.
I know. sometimes they'll... some will set upside down and they'll put candles in them, or you can hang them like with the macrame type thing in the window. You can put plants in them. But I have them at my house. I have some of the different colored ones and I just have them in the windowsill because I like the light coming through.
I feel like I want you to start to revive the telegraph system now that you mention that. Maybe you could do that. Do you think you have all the materials over there that you need?
Well, I don't really have one of the machines, but...
Like the little tappers?
Yeah, but we could just tap on something, though.
Well, that's true.
Well, maybe like Plunkett, like a string on an instrument, we could just string a piece of wire, you know, and then just we could just like Plunkett.
Do you know Morse code?
No, but that's all right. It, you know, just because I don't know something, doesn't stop me.
Right. Yeah, you can eventually learn it.
Honestly, that's what I meant. People will learn my own... Morse code.
Oh, you start your own.
It'd be a Mary code.
I got you.
Like a Mary code, yeah.
What's happening, what's popular right now at the Emporium? What are people looking for and what's walking out the door?
Popular, let's see, we have been selling a lot of fairy lamps. The fairy lamps are still popular.
Okay, all right.
And let's see, fairy lamps, and we've been doing a lot with paint.
Okay, so all right. And you carry?
We carry Dixie Belle chalk mineral paint, and I have 6 new colors that they came out for summer. They're kind of like jewel tone colors, very pretty. And then the top coat, we have 2 new top coats coming in. They're waterproof. They're the gator hide, but one is an eggshell and one is a satin, so you don't have to have the shiny finish.
When we talked about this paint before, we've had this discussion in the past, though. We're talking about top quality paint because sometimes when you'll see people that do these projects, you can tell they used kind of an inferior paint or they didn't prep the surface. There's a lot that goes into rehabbing and bringing these old pieces back and giving them a new look. You have to do it in the right way or it just doesn't look right?
It doesn't look good and it doesn't stay on well.
Sure.
For like ladies, I just talk about, you know, you don't just put your makeup on without cleaning your face first.
No.
You know, that doesn't work right.
Oh, look at Jayla shaking her head like, yeah, don't do that.
That's kind of how the paint is too. And guys, you know, like, you know, if you're working on got a classic car or something, you don't slap something on something that's dirty.
You just
got
don't
to
spray
get it clean.
Paint it. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. And please don't spray paint your furniture that's wood.
I've seen that happen before. And you can always tell. And I think it just looks a little...
It's never...
Looks a little sketch.
It's never even. No matter how good you think it is, and it doesn't stay on good. Yeah.
So get the Dixie Belle, and you'll mix me any color I want, right?
Oh yeah, we can. We have a if you have a sample of something, we can try to color match and see what colors we have to make and get you fixed up.
You got any awesome furniture in there right now? Some vintage stuff that I want. What do you got?
Of course. Oh, we have a really cool. It's a like a secretary desk, you know, where the piece folds out, but the top part of it is just little drawers. Instead of being like big bookshelves and stuff, it's a bunch of little drawers in it. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, there's always something fun. You can just spend hours just looking around.
And we will have, it's not ready yet because I just got it yesterday, the coolest turquoise padded living room chair. I've got to get it cleaned up and everything today. But yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, really?
It's like jewel tone. It's pretty. Yeah.
Where did that come from? You just said, was that a find or did someone bring it in?
Somebody brought it in.
Oh, really?
They found it and brought it in. They're like, oh, this just looks like you. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think I want.
Now, is it good shape? Is it good in good sitting shape and all that?
Yes.
I mean, is it? Ooh.
Yep, I just got to get it cleaned up.
I love those. They have such a good look. What kind of style, then, is it in?
I would say this is probably a 1960s seat. So, and it's tufted, so it's got the little buttons in the like every few inches, and then on the seat has it also. So
having been in the Emporium before, I know you have a lot of character pieces, a lot of stuff that you're like, you get that and put it in your house, people are going to notice that. They're going to see that, and they're going to ask you questions about it, which is what it's all about. You get to tell the story.
Yeah, like a statement piece.
Yeah
just something
sure.
fun. And also on the furniture, you can also paint it with the Dixie Belle paint.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I had somebody come in and they painted their couch. You just put a thin coat and you sand it. And you, yeah, seriously.
Wait, they painted their couch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can paint fabric with it.
Oh, so they painted the actual cloth?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And then, so what is the texture like on that once it's done?
It's actually pretty soft.
Oh, wow.
You do a thin coat
and
then
kind of
sand
for that
it a little
then,
bit.
Too?
Yeah, you can use it for glass, laminate, fabric. You can also paint like jeans or shirts. You can paint designs on them.
Really?
But, yeah, pretty cool.
Look at you, Mary Prohaska. You're just enabling people to kind of.
Now, if I was more artistic, I could paint really cool things on it. But
right.
Yeah.
Someone else has to do that, but they can do it.
Yes. I can fill in a line, sort of, in that vicinity.
Where do I go to find you? Tell me all about it. Contact info.
Well, you can come to Winfield. We're on the corner of 8th and Main, which is also 718 Main. And we are there from Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And you can find us the emporium.winfield on Facebook or the emporium.antiquetrail.com if you want to send us a message and find us on the web.
Still got keys and locks and everything for me if I need to go through and...
Yes. Yep. If you're redoing an old house or if you just want to throw in something that's a cool lock or knob on something in your house. Yep. We've got a bunch of those.
I've seen a couple of times where, and I think it's a cool look and it works out for a lot of people where they've taken like old doors or stuff, you know, those vintage wooden doors and like turn them into tabletops or even in one case, or a countertop somebody used one for. And I thought that looks really cool. I mean, it adds character.
Well, another cool thing to do with those, you can hinge it along the wall and you can have it fold up to the wall and then so
you have
not
a table
the
that's
way.
There when you need it.
Yeah, and then you just fold it down.
Look at that. Always coming up with ideas.
Yep.
All right. Good to see you, Mary.
Good to see you,
thanks
too.
For coming in. That's the Emporium in Winfield. Go check it out. There's a lot of street work going on there.
It's yeah.
Every time I turn around, I'm like, man, y'all working on the street a lot over there.
We don't even know. I didn't even know the other day where I was supposed to be driving because it was like three lanes.
Same.
So,
Jayla says same, too, where I'm like, am I going down the right lane or am I going into oncoming traffic?
I kind of went down the middle and nobody came at me, so I guess it was okay. But I didn't know because it was one tire was like on the new asphalt and the other one was down.
Yes.
But the other lane didn't seem like you should drive in it either.
Plus, I drive like that anyway where I'm just kind of all over the place.
That's the curb, though. Yeah.
All right. You got to watch out for that. We'll see you, Mary.
Bye.
Weather and music on the way. 95.9 Bob FM.